Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another partial journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. In today's journey, we will start animals and human beings. Questions 592 to 595.
Enjoy.
Question 592. If we compare human beings with animals in relation to intelligence, it seems difficult to establish a line of demarcation because certain animals on this earth have an obvious superiority over certain humans. Can such a line of demarcation be established in any precise manner?
Your philosophers are not in much agreement about this subject. Some would want for humans to be animals, and others for animals to be human. Both are wrong. Humans are beings apart, who sometimes sink very low, who may sometimes ascend very high. In their physical nature, humans are like the animals and less well endowed than many of them. Nature has given the animals everything that humans are obligated to invent with their intelligence in order to provide for their own needs and self-preservation. Their body is destroyed like that of the animals, that is certain, but their spirit has a destiny that they alone can comprehend because they alone are completely free. Poor humans, who debase yourselves more than wild animals, don't you know how to distinguish yourselves from them? Recognize human beings through their ability to think about God.
Question 593. Could we say that animals act only through instinct?
That, again, is a theory. It is quite true that instinct dominates most animals. But don't you see some that act from a determined will? It is because they have limited intelligence.
Author's remarks for question 593. One could not deny to certain animals the practice of complex actions that denote the will to act in a determined sense beyond instinct and according to circumstances. Therefore, there is in them a kind of intelligence, but in exercising it, they are concentrating it more on the means of satisfying their physical needs and providing for their self-preservation. Among them, there is no creation, no improvement. Whatever may be the skill that we admire in their labors, that which they did yesterday is the same as what they will do today, neither better nor worse, according to constant and unwavering forms and proportions. Offspring separated from their species do not fail to build their nest in accordance with the same model without having been taught. If some animals are capable of a certain amount of learning, such intellectual development is always restricted within narrow limits and is due to human action on a flexible nature. They cannot make any progress by themselves, and when they do make progress, it is ephemeral and purely individual, because if abandoned to themselves, they quickly return to the limits traced out for them by nature. Question 594. Do animals have language?
If you mean a language formed of words and syllables, no. But if you mean a way of communicating amongst themselves, then yes. They say many more things than you might suppose, but their language is limited to their needs, as are their thoughts.
Sub-question 594. There are animals that possess no voice. Aren't they deprived of language?
They understand one another by other means. Don't you human beings use more than speech to communicate with one another? And mutes, what about them? Since animals are endowed with a life of relationships, they have means of warning each other and of expressing the sensations they experience. Do you think that fish do not understand each other? Human beings do not have the exclusive privilege of language, but the language of animals is instinctive and limited exclusively to the circle of their own needs and thoughts, while that of humans is perfectible and lends itself to all the conceptions of their intelligence.
Author's remarks for question 594. Actually, fish, like swallows, which migrate in mass obeying the lead, must have means of warning and understanding one another and grouping together. Perhaps they do so amongst themselves, or perhaps the water is a vehicle that transmits certain vibrations to them. Whatever the case may be, it is undeniable that they have the means available to understand one another in the same way as all animals deprived of voice perform activities in common. In light of this, must one wonder at spirits being able to communicate with one another without recourse to articulated speech? Refer to question 282. Question 595. Do animals have free will?
They are not simple machines as you might suppose, but their freedom of action is limited to their needs and cannot be compared to human freedom. Since they are far less evolved than human beings, they do not have the same duties. Their freedom is restricted to the actions of their material life.